Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and I am reading you the dictionary. What if I did the whole episode like that? Just different weird musical melody things throughout the whole episode? Okay, the first word in this episode. F-18. F-18, that's where we're at today. The first word is fallacious. F-A-L-L-A-C-I-O-U-S. Fallacious. Adjective from 1509. Number one, embodying a fallacy. And we're going to talk about fallacy in the next word. As in the example, a fallacious conclusion. You don't know what fallacy is. You can't tell me you know what it is because I haven't read it yet. So we just got to move on to number two. Tending to deceive or mislead. The synonym is delusive. Now, I have heard elusive, and I'm sure I read delusive at some point, but I don't remember. It probably means pretty much the same thing. Deceiving, misleading, being fallacious, creating something that is false, maybe. Fallaciously is an adverb, and fallaciousness. Fallaciousness, that is a noun. Well, now I'm going to make a sound effect that's going to go pew, because the next word is fallacy, F-A-L-L-A-C-Y, noun from the 14th century. Number 1A is obsolete, and the synonyms are guile, G-U-I-L-E, and trickery. Trickery. So, yeah, it's a thing that is a trickery, a guile. This is obsolete. So, yeah, I see a connection, but it's not the way we use this word anymore. 1B, deceptive appearance, and the synonym is deception. All about just being that trickster, doing the trickery. Deception. So this specifically is deceptive appearance. If I put on different glasses, big nose, mustache, wig, I don't know, put some warts on my skin, change my clothes, put on a whole different costume, I would be a fallacy because I am putting on a deceptive appearance. People in movies, they do this all the time. They think that nobody will see them, know who they are if they just put on a wig. 2A is a false or mistaken idea. The example is popular fallacies. What are popular fallacies? They're false or mistaken idea. People think one thing, but it turns out that they are wrong. For some reason, all these people think that dogs can fly, but they cannot. Ooh, I'm sure there's some good popular fallacies. I feel like there's something that I should know about, that I should be able to come up with. Everybody thinks that I can't do it. 2B, erroneous character. That is the definition. The synonym is erroneousness. So if you have erroneous character, you have fallacy, your character, your personality you're just like, sometimes I'm feeling like this and sometimes I'm feeling like this. And I just, you can never tell which version of Spencer you're going to get because he's erroneous. Number three, an often plausible argument using false or invalid inference. And this seems like the one that's the most common use of fallacy. It's a plausible argument. It's possible. The way that you were saying this argument about dogs flying seems like, okay, maybe he's right. But you're using false or invalid inference. It's fake information, right? Yeah, it's a fallacy. And so fallacious, the previous word, is embodying that fallacy, embodying something that is using that fake argument. Okay, that's good for fallacy and fallacious. There was so much fallaciousness in those words. Next word is falal or falal. Falal. You could emphasize either syllable. It's fine. F-A-L-L-A-L, but there is a hyphen between the middle L's. F-A-L hyphen L-A-L. Noun from circa 1706. This is a fancy ornament, especially in dress. When you are putting on your clothes and you're like, you know what, today I feel like I need a fancy ornament. I would like a falal today. Where am I going to put it? I'm going to put it on my shoulders. So falalery is a great word. It is a noun. Falalery. Ooh, how we need to use this one more. So what? Where does this word come from? It is an alternative of falbala. Did we have that word in here? Falbala? Let's go back. I am not seeing it because it would be right there. So falbala means furbelow, which might be in this dictionary. But it doesn't really say what that is, and I don't know what a furbelow is. It sounds like a made-up word. They're all made up. But it's a fancy ornament in your dress, a falal. Fantastic. I don't have falals. I don't do that. I should do that. Beew! Next is fall army worm. Two words. I love the idea of an army worm. A worm with a green army helmet and backpack and in camouflage. And they're real good at going under the barbed wire because they're so low and squishy. Okay, a fall army worm is a noun from 1881. And it is a migratory American noctuid moth. Well, why are you going to call it an army worm when it's a moth? That is destructive to grains and grasses as a larva. And the species name is Spodoptera fugiperda. Fugiperda? Fugiperda. Fugiperda. I don't know how to say that word. Fru. It starts with fru. Frugrip. Frugiperda. Frugiperda. Pshh. One of those. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to do a quick search for a fall army. So there's no etymology. It is migratory, which makes me think that it comes around maybe in the fall, maybe seasonal, something like that. Now, you know, when in their larval stage, they look like a worm and, you know, they kind of have like army colors, this sort of greenish brownish. So maybe that's why they call an army worm. They're like, oh, look at that worm is ready to go to war because they're all camouflaged. Oh wait, it's a moth. They have just this sort of like brownish grayish greenish coloration. Moths, butterflies, they are crazy. Okay, pew. Next is fall away. One word. Adjective from 1966. This is made while moving away from the basket in basketball. As in, a fall-away jump shot. That's what they do. They're like, they're jumping backwards. Maybe they're trying to get away from the defender person who's like, give me the ball. I want the ball. Please give me the ball. And then they're like, no, I'm not going to give you the ball. I want the ball to go in that basket over there. And so they go, pew, and they fall backwards. Fall away. Fall away is also a noun. 1966. There must have been somebody who was the first one. And then people were like, oh my God, he did. What are we going to call that thing? Well, he was falling away. So we'll call it a fall away shot. Pew. Next is fall away again, two words. Intransitive verb from 1535, number 1A. To withdraw friendship or support. Oh, well, that's very sad. I'm sorry, I'm going to withdraw my friendship from you. You don't get to be friends with me anymore. I think I have something in my eye. I would like that to fall away. No more friendship. I'm taking away our friendship membership. Or support. I don't support you anymore. I'm falling away from this relationship. Please don't leave me. 1B, to renounce one's faith. Sorry, don't believe that anymore. I'm going to fall away from that religion, that thing, whatever it is. That faith, no, don't care for it. I'm leaving. Bye. 2A, to diminish gradually in size. Getting smaller, smaller, falling away, fading away would be another way. Bye-bye. How many ways can he leave? 2B, to drift off a course. To drift off a course, driving, and then you're like falling asleep. Don't do this. Don't drive while sleepy. And then you just go, whoa, I'm falling away from the road. I gotta come back. Something like that. Pew. Similar sound to yesterday. That's fine. I'm getting a chance to do more sounds because I only got to do it twice in the previous episode. Next is fallback. One word. Noun from 1851. Number one, something on which one can fall back. And the synonym is reserve. You got it in your reserve. You got it in your back pocket. This is often used attributively, as in a fallback career, also as in a fallback position. Do I have a fallback? Well, here's the thing. I got so many other things going on. I have a day job. I guess if I lost my job, I would fall back to this type of thing. I would do more podcasts and videos, but I don't have another thing really that I can do. I would probably have to go be a barista or a barista bro. Yeah, I don't really have a fallback thing. It's just like movies and video and stuff, but I want to do music and acting and all those fun things. Number two is a falling back. The synonym is retreat. So the army worms, the fall army worms, sometimes are like, fall back, fall back. The butterflies are attacking. Fall back. Number three, something that falls back. As in the fallback from an explosion. So whatever got exploded by the explosion, all of that stuff went flying, and I guess they call that a fallback. Because it's falling back. Okay. Fallback again. Two words. This is the intransitive verb. So we had fall away adjective, fall away intransitive verb, fall back noun, fall back intransitive verb. Synonyms are retreat and recede. And we have a phrase, two versions of a phrase, fall back on or fall back upon, which mean to have recourse to have recourse to, as in had to fall back on their reserve. So it's, you're just taking that phrase, that idea of fallback. What are you going to fall back on? And you put it with the word on or upon. You're incorporating it, and it became such a popular phrase that we all love to say all the time. They had to fall back on their reserves. They drank all their wine. So they had to fall back on their reserves, their reserve wine in their wine cellar. Pew! Next is fall down, two words. Intransitive verb from 1873. To fail to meet expectations or requirements, as in fell down on the job. You did not do your job. You didn't do the requirements. So we're going to let you go. Hope you have a fallback when you because you fell down and you went boom, boom. Fell down on the job. I don't think that this phrase is getting used much. Fell down on their job, fell down on their responsibilities. Yeah, it's from 1873, so yeah, we might not be using this one so much anymore. Maybe a bit. I hope I'm not falling down on my responsibilities for this podcast. I am working hard, and I'm trying to put up stuff in the interim, in the meantime, before this episode airs. Next is faller. Fall with an E-R. Noun from 1677. Number one, a machine part that acts by falling. This is an interesting machine part. So the whole job of this one piece in the machine is to fall down. Now, I think of Rube Goldberg machines, those crazy contraptions that at some point there's something that falls down to maybe make a seesaw go or fall into a cup that's going to pull something down. I don't know, but the whole point of that, the faller, is to fall. Number two is a logger who fells trees. So they are a faller. And we have fall and fell, and I talked about this in the previous one. We got two similar words for the same thing, basically. I don't get it. I gotta go fell some trees, because I'm a faller. That's my job. I don't want to fall down on the job. The trees are the ones that gotta fall down. Boo! Next is fall fish. One word, noun, from circa 1811. A common silvery cypriid fish of the streams of northeastern North America. Northeastern North America, so are we talking about Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, maybe even Ohio, the Virginias, maybe all of those?
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Maybe. The species name is Semotilus corporalis. And I don't really know what those means. Corporalis makes me think of like a body, maybe, unless I'm mixing up my words. Fall fish, it's a silvery fish, and maybe they see them in the fall. I don't know, again, why we have the word fall in the fish name. Doesn't seem like a very clever name. Pew! Next is fall guy, two words, noun from 1904. The synonym is scapegoat, as in the example, a fall guy for his boss's errors. The boss screwed up, and he was like, well, I don't want people to know that I screw up, so I think that I'm gonna have this guy over here be the scapegoat, be the fall guy to take the repercussions from my errors. And, yeah, you know, because it's 2024, I gotta call out the movie, The Fall Guy, which I thought was a whole lot of fun and silly and meta, and I talked about it a while back. But in that movie, which used to be a TV show, I guess, it has multiple meanings. It has, he's a stuntman, so he literally falls for a living, and he's a guy. And also, he is going to potentially take the blame for going to do something. What is he trying to do? In the movie, he's trying to find where the lead actor is and all the hubbub that he got into. But I think in the TV show, he was like regularly going after the bad dudes. And so he was maybe going to be the fall guy if he got caught. They're like, ah, he's just a stunt guy. We don't care about him. No, that's silly. Okay. Next is fallibility. Fallibility, noun from 1634. This is liability to err, E-R-R. So I think you're liable to err. You're liable to make an error, a mistake. You are likely to do that. I am often likely to do this. I have a lot of fallibility because I often make errors all the time. That's what I'm known for. They're like, oh, Spencer, yeah. We call him the fallibility guy. Pew! Fallible. Adjective from the 15th century. 1. Liable to be erroneous. Very similar to the previous one, but one was a noun and one was an adjective. Same idea. Liable to be erroneous, as in a fallible generalization. Yeah, a lot of generalizations are likely to be erroneous, false, misleading, deceitful, tricksy. You know, there's some truth to them, which is why they are a generalization. But they can't, generalizations can't cover everybody. 2, capable of making a mistake, as in, we're all fallible. We are human. You can't get too pissed off at somebody for making a mistake because they are human. They are not perfect. They are not robots. Even robots and computers and machines will make mistakes or have errors in their program. Because why? Because they were made by fallible humans. And that is one of the things that makes us awesome. We screw up a lot. We should celebrate those. We have the Darwin Awards, but maybe there should be something else like, oh, we're going to celebrate the biggest screw-ups of all. I don't know what that is. Fallibly is an adverb. There hasn't been much etymology in this episode, I think just because a lot of it's just from the word fall. So, moving on to another one. Hey, fall in, two words. Intransitive verb from 1719. 1, to sink inward, as in something that really sucks. The roof fell in. Not a good situation to be in. I believe my friend's, the house that he grew up in, I think I remember hearing that the ceiling in the living room just literally fell in at some point. And I hope nobody was underneath it when it happened. Fall in. It is what it sounds like. 2, to take one's proper place in a military formation. The fall army worms are all, they got to fall into position, fall into their lines and everything. At ease, people. Okay, we have a phrase. We have more definitions for the phrase than the actual two-word. This is fall in with. 1, to concur with. To concur with. So you're like agree with. I agree with you. Yes, we are all fallible. Yes, I fall in with that idea. As in, had to fall in with her wishes. She wished that dogs could fly, and so you have to agree with her for some reason. 2, to harmonize with. As in, it falls in exactly with my views. Now, this isn't literally harmonizing songs, ba 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 ba. this is working together, right? Oh, it falls in with my views. We agree on these ideas, these thoughts of the way things should be. They work together in concert, I guess. I was hoping the example would be about harmonizing, though. I have nobody here to harmonize with me. Number three, to begin associating with, as in she fell in with a bad crowd. Why do we always use this phrase, with a bad crowd? Ooh, she fell in with those hoodlums. She fell in with those people with mohawks. They're bad. Why don't we say she fell in with people who are trying to do good and make change in the world? It has this negative connotation, fell in with. Oh, you fell down. Yeah. Okay. Hey. Next is falling diphthong, or is it diphthong? Because it's spelled with a PH. I think we talked about that way back in the D's. Falling diphthong, noun from 1888. A diphthong, and we have some examples of them, composed of a vowel followed by a less sonorous glide. So we have examples of diphthongs. I want to say diphthong, but I think it's diphthong. Oi in the word noise. Oi. It's two vowel sounds together. Oi. 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 It's a vowel followed by a less sonorous glide. So is oi in this context a falling diphthong? Oi. Is oi a less sonorous glide? I don't know. I don't think it gave me a specific example of one. Let's see. Let's just do a quick search, not in images. Example, falling, trying to write with my less dominant hand, diphthong. Here we go. The most common falling diphthong is I, found in words like I, flight, and kite. Here the first vowel sound is a syllable building sound. Flight. Okay. I hope that helped you a whole lot. And I lost my mouse to minimize the thing. Okay. So now we gotta go I, falling diphthong. Next is falling out, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1568. And if there are many, many of these, you would call them fallings out or falling outs. You could put the S on either side. This is an instance of falling out. Well, that's not helpful at all. A falling out is an instance of falling out. The synonym is quarrel. Argument, fight, disagreement. I added those extra ones. As in, had a falling out with his parents. They did not agree with his idea that dogs can fly, and he felt so strongly that dogs could fly that he said, "Screw you guys, I'm out of here. I'm outie. I'm out of here." It was that guy from that show. And so he had a falling out. Their relationship fell apart, fell out of favor. There's no etymology. I don't really understand falling out. That's it. That's it for falling out. Next is falling rhythm, two words, noun from 1918. Rhythm with stress occurred regularly on the first syllable of each foot. And I think we're talking about prose. Poems, stanzas, phrases. This, it says, compare to rising rhythm, which seems like it would be the opposite. So, okay, if the rhythm with stress occurring regularly on the first syllable of each foot, so is the foot the beginning of a line, maybe? And so if you emphasize that first syllable, that is a falling rhythm. So what is a rising rhythm? Is it you're emphasizing the last syllable of the foot? Possibly, I don't know. Abew. Next is falling star. A falling star is not a star, is not a star at all. A falling star is a meteor that's heading for a fall. I changed the words to make it work here. This is a noun from 1563. The synonym is the 2A definition for the word meteor. And that song I was singing for was from They Might Be Giants. And I don't know if they wrote it or if it's a cover, but it's actually called Shooting Star. A shooting star is not a star, is not a star at all. A shooting star is a meteor that's heading for a fall. A shooting star is a meteor, whichever name you like. The minute it comes down to Earth, it becomes a meteorite. I made a video about that one. Maybe I'll put a link in the show notes. Okay, one more word. One more word. So real quick, falling out. The reason they put falling out in the definition is because fallout will be in the next episode. There's a couple of versions of that one. And so that's what it is. We're going to get more information about what a falling out is and maybe some etymology or something, an explanation about why we're using the words fallout there. Okay, last word, it's fall line, two words, F-A-L-L-L-I-N-E, noun from 1882. Number one, a line joining the waterfalls on numerous rivers that marks the point where each river descends from the upland to the lowland, and the limit of the navigability of each river. Ooh, I need to visualize this one. A line joining the waterfalls on numerous rivers that marks the point where each river descends from the upland to the lowland and the limit of the navigability. I don't know. I think I need to put a link in the show notes for fall line and waterfalls and rivers and navigation and uplands and lowlands. Maybe a picture too. I need a visual. Number two for fall line is the natural downhill course, as for skiing, between two points on a slope. The natural downhill course between two points on a slope. So there's a point, and it goes downhill, and that's the fall line. I'm sure they're talking about something very specific, and I don't understand what it is. I was thinking that there would be another definition for, like, the fashions that come out in the autumn would be the fall line. Okay, it's now time to pick a word of the episode, and today, quickly, let's read the words. Let's do another song for word of the episode. Word of the episode. It's time for the word of the episode. We had today fallacious, fallacy, falal, fall army worm, fall away, fall back, fall back, fall down, faller, fall fish, fall guy, fallibility, fallible, fall in, falling diphthong, falling out, falling rhythm, falling star, and fall line. I'm going to pick falal as the word of the episode. It's just a fancy ornament on your dress. Falal, falal, where's my falal? I need to make my dress fancy, so I need a falal. Great stuff, Spencer. Okay, it's movie time. Real quick, here we go. We're going to talk about the movie Oddity. I don't believe I mentioned this before. We had not heard much of anything about this movie. Not a lot of information about it or marketing, and I did not see a trailer for it, which was good. And it's a very sort of like small movie, not a lot of locations, not a lot of characters, I should say. And it's creepy, and it's Irish or English, something like that. And it is worth a watch, for sure, worth a watch. Creepy stuff. I don't want to say anything, because I want you to go in blind, like all the other movies, go in blind. I don't want to say anything. You should watch Oddity. And the other movie, the first movie that this filmmaker made, I don't know if this filmmaker made, let's use correct words, see, I am fallible. I think Sharon saw his movie Caveat, and I don't know if I ever saw it, so I think I need to see that one. And I can't wait to see what's next. Okay, this is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for checking out my show, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.